And John, my husband now, is an electrician. He was a, how long did you have your electrical business here?
Better than 50 years.
50 years in the electrical business. So,
since he's
retired.
My
boy has it now. Okay. Her boy.
Okay. Your son.
My stepson.
Okay. Okay. So after y'all got married, you worked primarily as a housewife, would you say?
That's right.
Okay.
She should tell you what her pupils called her.
Yeah, tell me.
Yes, I just had one pupil. Out where I taught in Wyoming.
One?
One pupil, and I lived at the same ranch. He called me a school puncher.
A school puncher?
Like had cow punchers, you know.
Cow punchers in Europe.
So he'd call me school puncher once in a while.
And you just had one?
One pupil. That's really not too rare in Wyoming. Well, it is nowadays, of course. But at that time, all these ranches were so far apart.
Yeah.
And the winters were hard. The kids couldn't get very far. So they had ranch... school right at the ranch house often.
Was it a schoolhouse or was it in the ranch?
No, I had just one room in this ranch house where I taught school. And the boy, of course, got to know me too well. I lived at his home and it was a little difficult.
Sure, yeah. When you're living there with him, you almost become like part of the family.
Part of the family.
Yeah, sure.
The family would leave and go to Laramie, which was 30 miles away, and she'd even milk the cow.
They'd leave a note say, "We'll be gone tonight. Will you milk the cattle?"
Oh, goodness.
My grandmother told me years ago, never learn to milk the cow. She said, if you don't, there's always some man around here to milk the cow. But if you learn to milk, you'll find you're stuck with it every once in a while. She was so right.
Oh, goodness. Do y'all belong to any religious organization here in Walden?
Well, I guess you'd call us Methodist, Methodist Community Church. We're not really too much churchgoers.
So my wife and I, we're Methodists too. We of course we go to the Methodist Church. That's the one we belong to. Now, tell me about your parents. Tell me your mother's name.
My mother's name was Edna. Before she was married.
Edna.
Edna.
And last name was.
And they were old-time pioneers here, too. Her folks came in here before she was born, so she was born here.
Where was she born?
She was born over on the west side. Now, that's an expression of this country,
good.
The west side.
Now, what does that mean?
That means the west side of North Park,
okay.
West boundary.
Okay. And they call it the west side.
The west side.
Okay, but she was born here in North Park. Mm-hmm. And that last name is spelled... Okay. Okay. And how far along did she get in her education? Do you know? Did she?
She went through grade school.
Okay. Okay. And she worked as a farm wife? Or?
She was a rancher's wife.
Rancher's
we
wife.
We have no farms here. This is ranch country.
Great. That's good to know because some areas you go into, it's all farming.
All farms.
Or all mining. And it's good to know
this
that.
This is ranch land.
Good.
Here.
Good. And your father's name?
His was
okay. And that's
that was my grandmother's maiden name, and that was his first name.
Okay. Okay, great. And his schooling, how far did he go along?
Well, he went through grade school,
grade
too.
Grade school, okay.
At that time, there were no high schools here, and very few of those early ones went much farther than grade school.
Yeah. He was a rancher?
He was a rancher.
Okay, and the ranch was where? Was that where you were born?
No, I was born in this town of Cowdery.
Okay.
But their ranch was about 10, 15 miles farther north than that.
Okay.
It's called the 3 Mile Area.
3 Mile Area. That's helpful. 3 Mile Area.